Yeah. We about to get started in a minute. If you watch the replay, you know how to hit the fast forward button. I'm gonna let some people get in here. Yeah. We about to get started. Random quick surprise live right after an MDC episode. About to get started in a minute. About to get started in a minute, y'all. Let's get it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, okay. Surprise live. Let's get it. About to get started in a minute. Yeah, about to get started in a minute. Yeah. Know what that mean? 60-second countdown. This is a super random live. But I wanted to go over that Cheyenne chick, that other video of hers real quick. I'm probably going to put this live behind the membership. And then I might drop it for the public tomorrow for people who didn't catch it. Everybody hit the like button if you haven't already. I'm trying to see what I want to start with first. Give me a minute. We about to start. I'm eating a chicken burger with cheese. Uh. And you know them buy drinks, them BAI? You probably seen them in the grocery store. I got one of them, a cherry flavor, in case anybody cares. If there's any issues with the sound, if the screen go blank, any issues with the live stream, let me know immediately in the comment section.
Team, it's been a grind, but I think I've aged you well. Some might say perfect. Who's ready to show who's the cheesiest?
I woke up feeling the cheesiest, coach!
Cheez-It, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
I love going to live events, whether it's... You don't have to waste time searching for a bunch of options. They filter out the fluff and only show you the best deals. And the deals, eatable. The super deal that I found was exceptional. Plus the all-in pricing means...
As soon as it start playing, we're going to get into it.
Off your first purchase. Terms apply. So, create an account and redeem code FUNKY for $20 off last minute tickets.
Guaranteed.
Download Game Time today.
My boxing glove's still on. Damn. Yeah, and I for the sake of my cigar,
it's gone.
Yeah, it's about to get there. I just want to ask a simple question.
And it's going to be a simple answer.
Hopefully.
Yeah, right.
Within the time frame of me smoking this cigar. Do you want to get married?
Hard yes. Absolutely want to get married.
So my question is, if you...
For those who didn't see my other live, which is going to stay public, I did it yesterday where we went over this woman getting interviewed. So I'm going to fill you in. She's turned down 4 weddings. I think she got proposed 4 times and she called all of them off. Now she's sitting here, you know, 41 with a tight ass dress on, you know, talking about I would love to get married. And she want kids. This is a damn shame. And the crazy thing is, she said most of the dudes who proposed, like 3 of them, were great guys. They was ready to provide. They was loving. They was emotionally intelligent. She still called it off because they was too beta for her. But then she said the alpha's too alpha. And they toxic. So she's doomed. Doomed to failure for the rest of her life. But let's continue.
You've never seen a healthy marriage. How are you able to identify one?
So let me answer again. I didn't grow up in the household where a healthy marriage was something that was present for learned behavior. I am 41 years old. I'm an adult.
Yikes.
Who has done a lot of work. So in today's world, with my work and my healing and my old friends who I have now made new friends, I now have and I do see healthy relationships.
41 years old with her boobs pushed together and pushed up, bra showing. This is childish. You got fat, your underarm fat is sticking out under the dress. This is some bullshit. Flat the fuck out. And then you got the nameplate necklace. That's some young bullshit. Nothing about your aesthetic gives mature. Nothing about your aesthetic gives healed. Like, this is stupid. I don't even know where to start. She's trying to entice Cam Newton, but I don't think he fucking with it. I don't think he fucking with it. Or maybe he is. You know how thirsty these sports guys are.
But none that you want to be like, yo,
no,
I like what y'all have.
Right.
I want to emulate that.
No, and it's not because what they have isn't healthy. It's because I have a strong sense of self. And I'm not knocking people who look to other people and say, I would like that, or I get what you're saying. There's nothing wrong with that. But I have a strong sense of self, and I don't want what someone else has. I want what is aligned in God's will for me is. And so I have a strong understanding that what's for me ain't gonna look like your healthy relationship.
She's She's going to find every type of word salad to use to try to justify why she's single and childless, even though she don't want to be single and childless at 41. And there is no good reason for a woman to be single and childless and don't want to be single and childless at 41. Let's be very clear. 98% of women on the earth don't want to be 41, single, never married, and childless. No matter what they try to tell you. Everything they tell you after that is just cope.
And if I get caught up in, I want that, or I want it to mirror that, then I may be looking and meeting my husband saying, you don't fit this box, which is called compartmentalizing. And my husband, who's God sent him to me after all my work, doesn't need to fit a box. He needs to come.
Why are you talking about this hypothetical husband that you think God going to send you? God don't send husbands. You got to go find that on your own. God deal in the spirit world.
Authentically who he is, and my job is to love him where he is, how he is, and pray on the ways that I don't understand, because I'm not supposed to lean onto my own understanding. I'm supposed to trust God in all his ways. And when doing that, that means I'm not looking for anything externally to idolize. When I have myself in God and I know that who my husband is, I will feel it. I don't have to see it in someone else's world. And the other thing is, we got to be careful with wanting what somebody else has from the optics, because it could look like we want this beautiful mansion and we go in that house, excuse my language, that motherfucker is more homeless than people who sleep on the street. Because just because you got four walls and you have
look at all this aggression that's coming out and that finger pointing. This is turning off any man who was looking and saying, ooh, she a snack. He like, oh, hell no, this a poisonous snack. That finger pointing. Jabbing her finger. That's how she's going to be jabbing her finger in your face anytime y'all have a disagreement.
Marble floors, and you have a gated home, and you have a 10,000 or 20,000 square foot home, doesn't mean that thing ain't more homeless than the person who's in a high rise apartment, or a person who's in a single apartment living in downtown LA, and they're a student who's poor. Okay, that has nothing to do with it. So I'd rather have a little apartment with my husband and baby, we got wealth, than be in a big mansion like a lot of people have done and be homeless in that thing. And I'm sitting here creating this image for my people to admire me, but I'm dying in the inside. When you talk about resources and people, I don't want no friends around me who can see me as a mansion, but let me die as a homeless person internally. I'm good. And nor do I.
Look, none of this shit is distracting us from the fact that you 41, dressed like a 21-year-old thot, you know, failed at four proposals. You failed at getting married four times when the dude wanted to get married to you, even though he a fool for that. Look, you're pathetic, ma'am. In the dating market, you pathetic. I don't care how much you make a year, how many degrees you have. When it comes to the basis of what it is to be a woman, you failed. All this words salad, it don't mean anything. All these Martin Luther King speeches, it don't mean anything. It's not distracting us from the fact that, look, you're damaged.
I want to be the woman who says, I want what Cam and this woman has, not knowing that when this woman goes wherever she going, she's really speaking the real about what y'all got going. But she not going to tell me, because she wants me to keep feeding her trauma, which is that mask and that costume she's wearing, to make people think that relationship is good. I'll pass. I'll take what God has for me, and I will continue to pray for those who I see have a healthy relationship and support them. But I don't want nothing nobody has, because it's not mine. And if it ain't yours, y'all, you can't keep it. You can't sustain it. So,
well, you can't get or keep or sustain anything. Like, so what are you talking about? God sent you. Let's just go with your narrative. God sent you at least four men who proposed to you. And you said on the other interview, three of them were good men. So what does that say? You the fucking problem.
Stop wanting things that ain't yours. Stop wanting things that don't belong to you. That's called despair. Get you some help. Get you some healing. Get you a sense of self.
You're clearly not healed. You having a breakdown right now in front of our eyes. This is a mental breakdown we witnessing. There's nothing healed about this rant. This emotion-filled rant.
Start wanting things that are yours, and then you may not end up with a man who's beating your ass because you thought he was putting her on jets and buying her Birkin bags and taking her to nice restaurants when she was going home getting her ass beat.
Look, she's trying to project because she's toxic and she can't keep a man. So now she's going to flip it like, everybody who look like they happy, they ain't really happy. She probably getting beat. It's probably all just a facade. It's all a mask. She mad because she can't keep nobody because she fucked up. So now every time she talk about a potential relationship or people she knows, she's going to be like, it probably ain't good. I don't think it's probably that good. Stop it.
But you wanted it though, right? Be careful what you ask for. Start asking God, reveal to me what I'm saying I want, so I understand the transparency of it. God, reveal to me what's mine, so I can have that. And I don't end up praying to you to get out of it. And I don't rush to the altar just to become a divorcee or a baby mama or a baby daddy.
Well, no, if we rush to the altar, you wouldn't become a baby mama and baby daddy. I mean, you know, you would have created life under the covenant of God. You know? So that don't even make sense. They just be talking, bro. They just be talking.
We don't want what nobody else has. We want what's ours.
Triggered.
Because
triggered.
That is good enough.
Like a good name.
You like, well, damn, I wasn't asking for all that. I just asked a simple question. That's awkward.
State Farm is there.
I caught that pick.
You caught the pick? Just because you're talking loud. Just
I wasn't loud.
Yes,
just
because
your voice is inflected.
I wasn't loud.
Just because you're leaning forward to your
I
camera.
I wasn't loud.
Doesn't mean you just called a pick.
I'm talking to my people. I'm talking to my people.
All I'm
to
trying
right.
to say is you took something completely out of context when I said your resources around you that you said.
Yes, yes. We cleared that up, though.
Yeah, but the resources that you have around you of healthy relationships...
They are.
Not that you want that. You said, you took what I said, and yeah, I said, I want that, but it's not I want
no,
what they have.
I don't.
It's more of an admiration for what they have,
no.
And it's like, yo, like, I admire that about their relationship.
There you go. Now, hold on, that's no, because the latter part, I have single girlfriends I admire how they are as women. I have married girlfriends who I do admire their relationship. Yeah.
See, why did she throw in, I have single women who I admire? We ain't talking about singledom. See, she got to bring it back to singledom because she's trying to justify why she's still single. And she's going to try to downplay the concept of a happy marriage. She's going to keep trying to downplay marriage and make it seem like all marriages are bad because she knows she ain't going to get one. Well, she could have had one, but look, she knows she's so effed up. Even if she got one, she would destroy it. I just put it like that. You see how she slipped that singledom back in there? We talk about marriage and, you know, what married couples do you admire? And she slipped in, I got single friends I admire.
Meaning I love that it's healthy for you. I love that you and him
are doing
this.
Yeah, but you're talking about mansions and beating
but
all that.
Camp,
I ain't mentioned none of that.
On,
I just said.
If it went over your dreadlocks, bring it back.
You see how she's... combative with a man. A feminine woman, she's not gonna keep cutting a grown man off. She's not gonna try to mother him. Cam, bring it back. Your dreads too tight. See, the black women, they love insulting and belittling men. And when a man try to buck up, but he trying to put her in, I don't want to say he's trying to put her in her place, but he's trying to just speak, really. And he's speaking with some authority in his voice, and that really offends black women because they want to be the authority figures when interacting with another man. Think about that for a minute. This bitch masculine as fuck. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah,
Let's
but you're
here.
Talking about you catching picks, but you just
Cam,
over here just
Cam,
you on a TV
Cam,
timeout.
Cam, we're not on the football field. Let's bring it back here.
Yeah, but you
so basically she's saying we ain't on the football field. I run shit here. This miles. I run around here. Y'all just live here. She and this man establishment. We ain't on the field no more. You see how quick they go from, hi, oh, I wasn't raising my voice. Remember when she brought it back down? She's like, oh, no, I wasn't pointing. I wasn't raising my voice. Remember? That was fake. And now she back bucking up in this man establishment on his podcast, disrespecting him, basically saying, we ain't on the football field no more. You ain't running things with this. And we wonder why she 41 and single. Is anybody confused? Is anybody perplexed? Because I'm not.
To the football field. I'm sorry. We're back here. I brought it back, baby. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
Don't. I'm not fleeing. I'm here.
Say less.
I'm here. Yeah.
So all I was saying is you saying that that's what I like is more of an of a wordplay to saying I admire what they have and I want to implement that into my relationship as well. Single people can't coach relationship people. And
facts.
I think that.
Facts. And I think she's some type of doctor or relationship counselor. So he just shitted on her whole profession, I think. So I'm sure she's going to get offended by that. But that's facts. If you single, you can't tell nobody about a marriage. Or even if you in a relationship, a 2-year relationship, you can't counsel somebody in a 20-year marriage. That's a whole different motherfucking ball game. Just like a married couple with no kids can't counsel a married couple with kids. That's a whole different thing. That's a whole different dimension. Like, so yeah, man, it's crazy.
Is what happens too often. So when I'm asking questions about resources, when I'm asking questions about you, hard yes for a married man, I'm saying I'm triggered when I hear that as a man.
Yeah.
When I ask you, do you have healthy marriages that you've seen, witnessed, been a part of?
Yes.
What y'all think about, like, like, what's up with that shirt? I ain't knocking them, man. If you want to dress weird, dress weird. I'm just curious what y'all think about the outfit. It's like a Prince blouse type shirt. I don't know what it is. I don't know what I'm looking at. But the main thing I want to know is, what do y'all think about, like, the hat? But the top of the hat is cut out, so his dress could stick out the top of the hat. Can somebody let me know what y'all think about that? Bars.
Or admired. And you clearly said no.
And I clearly said yes. But my admiration doesn't go as far as, in your exact words, I would want that. No, I don't want anything that somebody else is. I want to help them have more of the good stuff.
Okay.
Okay? But in the sense of, you know, again, people who are doing well, married or not. But I want to go back to what you said is triggering to you, because I love that you said that. And a lot of people think that, and it's not wrong. I get it. You know, a single woman or even a woman with no kids, how can she coach or therapy a woman who is a mother? Or a single woman, how can she coach or therapy or help or be a psychologist with people who are having marital issues?
You're single.
I'm single.
Okay.
Yes, I'm single. And so I love what you're saying. I don't know what other therapists, psychologists, or coaches do, but I don't coach married couples. Stick with me. People come to me who are married. I'm helping each of them process their own stuff. Because what a marriage is, and your mama will know it, because...
Hold on, don't talk about my mama, bitch. Hold on, what? See... Hey, I don't interact with black women if I don't absolutely have to. And even in situations, look, let me say this first. Well, no, let me finish my thought. Even in situations where I do have to, I'll go out of my way to try to find an alternate route to get the business taken care of. Flat the fuck out. I mean, don't get me wrong. These days, white women are dog shit too. But black women is 10 times worse. I can't do it. I can't do it. I don't talk to black women. I don't look at black women. They all not bad. But enough of them are bad where it's worth it to lose out on the 20% that's good. I'll just say that.
She's a church woman, and from what she said, beyond wise.
39
years right.
Of marriage.
And even what she said about marriage, everybody want to go to heaven, but, you know, there's a lot of hell in it. And love that, she said that. Marriage, like the Bible says, is cleaving. Cleaving does this. Cleaving does this. Cleaving doesn't do this. And so when people come to me married, they're doing similar to mama's statement. They're coming to me like this. And so I'm not counseling married couples. I'm counseling individuals who are coming with so many issues within themselves that they married on paper, but they ain't never even had a chance to be married mentally, emotionally, spiritually, sexually, intellectually in any way. But what happened?
Well, no. You said you talk to individuals about their individual trauma, but now you're coming back to marriage. No, don't talk about marriage, bitch. You don't know nothing about marriage. She tried to make it seem like, no, I'm not marriage counseling. They're coming to me individually, and they just happen to be married, and I'm dealing with their personal trauma. Okay, but don't bring up marriage then at all in the counseling session, because you don't know nothing about that.
happens is, as I help them as individuals process through their traumas and their pain and their intergenerational issues, they magically, either usually, cleave, or not many, but some, depart. Because you cannot cleave without shedding. And the shedding that...
All these fucking words, these buzzwords, she keeps the cleave, you gotta cleave, and then uncleave, and then you shed your skin, and then, like, they just be talking, man. They try to over-intellectualize this stuff, and it just make them sound more stupid. It just make them sound like they trying too hard. You don't sound deep, lady. Sound goofy.
Cleaving takes is the shedding of your stuff, your ego, your emotions, your trauma, your pain pockets. And when you shed of that, the cleaving was already waiting there for you. So it's...
If this bitch say cleave one more time, hey, take a shot every time she say cleave or cleaving.
Not that anyone, even other therapists, are teaching married people how to cleave or be married. They're really breaking down the barriers that people have that are keeping them from being loving or in love, or like mom said, keeping them from going not only to heaven, but sometimes taking that detour to hell just to get to heaven again, just to get back to hell, to get back to heaven. Yeah. And so I don't teach them how to be married, because I don't think that's something that can be taught. I think that comes through each individual marriage couple, because there's not one way to do it. I'm helping them break down the barriers that are keeping them from what they really want, which is to be safe, to be in love, to go to this heaven space, but to learn how to have the bandwidth to get through the journey of hell that comes.
What the hell is she talking? What did she just say? Please don't pay this woman to help you do anything.
As well.
Yeah, I must ask this question because I'm a product of this.
Yeah.
Has your profession affected your outlook on a relationship?
100%.
How?
Team, it's been a grind, but I think I've aged you well. Some might say perfect.
Who's ready to show him who's the cheesiest?
I woke up feeling the cheesiest, coach!
Cheese It, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
My husband will be very, very grateful.
She's trying to speak it into existence, but it don't work like that, man. You can't be a bad woman and just speak a good husband into existence. But I gotta mention again, she had three good husbands, potential good husbands that proposed. She ruined it and threw them away.
To all of my clients these past 16, 17 years because of...
Oh, Lord. She's been ruining lives for 17 years, y'all.
Female clients have helped shape me to have more compassion. It has helped shape me to have better understanding of the pressures and the seasons that come in motherhood, that come in marriage. And my male clients, particularly my Black male clients, the married ones, have really gave me insight on the weight that comes with being a husband, being a father, how much they really are giving their all and trying their best, but it looks different to her. And so learning how to read and communicate, Cam, what does it mean?
Did you peep that? He's trying his best and giving his all, but it looked different to her. That's why, man, the hell with that. I'm not trying to make a woman happy. I'm going to do what I got to do to be a good man. If that ain't enough, there go the door. It's that simple. I don't care how it look to you. No, it don't feel like he doing the best he can. Women go off feelings. Not how about how it look. It didn't feel like he was doing all he could, even though he was. Get the fuck out of here.
When you text me randomly throughout the day and just say, what are you doing? Is that a message... Is that a message where you're just trying to tell me, baby, I love you, but you didn't say the words? So if I know that what are you doing means I love you, as your wife, the Bible says, love you by knowledge of you, not understanding, knowledge. I now know how to code that. So that helps me not personalize, but you ain't doing it my way. But you didn't say, I love you. And you saying, but baby, I say what you're doing, and that means I love you. So my clients have helped me dissipate my ego. And they have helped me.
Come on. I'm still sensing the ego, mama. I'm still sensing the narcissism and the ego.
Not only gain a sense of self, but understand the different languages that men can speak. Also, it's allowed me to have more compassion and break my fairy tale ideology that women have. I always say this, men get married and become a father and go, oh, shoot. Okay, I didn't know it was gonna take all of this. Game time, let me try to figure this out. Let me try to see if I can do this and do that and get the car and do this and love her more and balance all this. Women, we meet you and we're like, our idea and our fairy tale is you are Prince Charming, honey. And then we try to get you to fit Prince Charming. And the more you don't fit it, the more y'all end up in my office going, but he doesn't do this. Well, has he ever did it? No, but I always just thought my husband would, your husband or this man. So are you getting to know who you with? Or are you making this man fit this fairy tale ideology that doesn't even exist anyways? Mm. And so women come and lead with.
But she just broke down on the Nick Cannon interview, which is on my channel. Go check it out after this. I did it yesterday. She basically admitted she looking for a fairy tale. She said she looking for Jesus. She looking for black Jesus. So they're hypocrites. They're hypocrites. They're huge hypocrites. Like, I'm very skeptical of when women try to criticize other women for looking for a fairy tale. You know, because most women are. So the only way you can criticize a woman for wanting a fairy tale is if you with Joe Blow. If you with Joe Blow that work at Lowe's and he balding at the top and he ain't that tall, then you could talk that shit. Not you, though, lady.
Fit this or you have no value. Men come in and go, all right, I'm here and I'm going to learn how to be the best I can for you. And then women do what? You're taking too long.
Exactly, because men are decent human beings in relationships and women aren't. She's explaining it. At least she's keeping it real here. Women are entitled bitches. And they're never satisfied. And they're never going to take accountability for anything going wrong in a relationship. And this is why relationships with most women aren't worth it. Look, I'm going to just say this. I think I said this before. Women aren't relationship material, no homo. They get bored easy. Like I said, they're entitled. They're selfish. They get stressed out too easy. They run too easy when things get hard. Women are the ones who aren't relationship material. My whole life, I've been hearing bitches on Oprah and fucking The View and all this shit talking about men are dogs and they just ain't cut out for relationships. They ain't smart enough. They ain't this enough. They ain't good people enough to be in relationship. No, it was them the whole time. Women aren't relationship material, generally speaking. The only time they're relationship material, when society made them basically be relationship material, but you can't leave. That's the only time they was going to act like a decent human being, when society and men made them be decent human beings.
You're not getting there because you haven't fit the box of the fairy tale. So for me, it's helped me break down what all of my clients know. Y'all know I call it the fairy tale ideology. And I'm not exaggerating, Cam. I want to say 100%, but I'm going to go 99.9% of women who come in my office, I'm having to work on breaking their fairy tale ideology of their husband. And hold on, let me say this. To his defense, they almost always have an amazing husband. But
exactly, like the four you threw away. The hypocrisy is tickling me.
Because his amazingness doesn't fit her idea of amazing. Guess what? He ain't shit to her. And have no emotional investment besides I really want them to get this work through this. I'm going, so because he don't fit your tone of red, you gonna tell me this man still ain't red?
He burgundy, though.
You see what I'm saying?
But this is why her relationships didn't work out. No, never mind.
You know, he there.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Love that tune.
Drinking and driving is a decision that could change the same once you get a DUI. Because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way. Your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing damaged in that crash. You can face a life-altering injury or potentially death. But you're not the only one that could face those consequences. Your decision drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call a sober ride. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by Nixon.
Two things that I really want to ask or must ask in this situation. First, in regards to the women, I don't really want to attack or, you know, really speak on your clientele, but obviously with my research, you spoke about low functioning individuals, male and female. What's the percentage of males or females that you counsel that are low functioning? What's that percentage?
I love it. Collectively, or you want me to go male and female?
Break it down. Male and female.
Okay. I would say, interesting enough, I would say that there are 70% low functioning women.
I knew it.
40% low functioning men.
What? What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not shocked.
Now, with those low functioning men, did they ever say that a man of high function will never really know true love?
No, I don't even believe that, but no.
Okay. So what identifies a woman to be high functioning?
A high functioning woman is a woman who wants you. She does.
Look, I'm just going to answer this. A high functioning woman. Listen, women's job is kind of simple. I mean, it has its hard moments. All you got to do is be feminine, be nice to people, push out a couple of kids, love and take care of your kids, and boom. I mean, cook sometime and clean up. I mean, it's not that difficult. That's a high-functioning woman. She's sweet, demure. She's submissive to her husband. She love and take care of her kids. She take care of her household. She keep it clean. She keep her family fed with healthy food. It ain't just about throwing down. It's about feeding your family something that's actually going to be healthy for them and keeping them alive. Keeping your husband alive for a long time. Not ham hocks and collard greens and all this salt and shit. Raising your blood pressure. Like, cooking healthy. But that's a high-functioning woman. And here, look, there's some women who actually are career women, and they still handle their business with their man and in the home. They can't be everywhere at once, but even if she work a lot, when she do come home, she cook. When she do come home, she rock the babies. You know what I mean? So there are some incredible women who kick the world's ass in their career, and they kick ass when they at home. They exist. Rare, but they exist. It ain't this woman, I can tell you that.
Doesn't need you. And let me clear that up. When I say she doesn't need you, it doesn't mean she's independent.
Oh, God.
That means she is interdependent.
That don't make fucking sense. Okay, she don't need you, but that don't mean she independent. That means she interdependent. So not needing a man make you interdependent on a man. That's fucking stupid. I feel sorry for anybody who is paying this woman. A high-functioning woman is a woman who don't need a man. We're so lost as a society these days.
I only not need you because I don't. My pain doesn't need your pain. My dysfunction doesn't need your dysfunction to feed it for us to be in this relationship. Meaning, I don't need a...
Thanks for stopping by, Easter. Peace, love, and happiness.
Trauma bond with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She wants you because
it's the personal price plan.
Yeah, men want to be needed. Every man should walk away from that deal. Any woman who say, look, I don't need you, I just want you. Get the fuck out of Dodge and don't look back.
Farm is there.
She wants the healed part of you, but has the capacity, because we're all human, we ain't perfect, to facilitate and deal with the unhealed part of you that's going to show up in the relationship at some point. And hers is going to show up too. Mine is going to show up too. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I always say, I want a hybrid. I want a hybrid for y'all out there who want to know, meaning a man who's high functioning enough to meet my healthy high functioning, below functioning enough to deal with me when my abandonment inflames.
So that don't make sense. I want a high functioning man, but he also low functioning, so he could put up with my low functional bullshit. No, that don't even make sense. That's a contradiction. If a guy's truly high functioning, he truly evolved, you know what I mean, as a human, he don't want to deal with none of that low functional shit that's going to bring him down. That low vibrational bullshit. That's that emotional roller coaster that women love. No, that ruins a man's high functioning. Yeah, man, a lot of dudes are just better off without a woman in the house. Flat out. This is so stupid.
To deal with me when some of my dysfunctions that I'm still working on inflame. Because if he's too high functioning, guess what?
He ain't putting up with your shit.
He doesn't have the bandwidth to deal with the low functioning.
Right.
Part, which then means he can only connect with folks who are not being fully authentic within themselves.
No, just because they not, you know, toxic like you don't mean they not being authentic. You know what I mean? She basically just said, if you not a low vibrational piece of shit, you ain't being the real you. Because she was just about to say, he only want to deal with other high functioning people. But really, you not being yourself if you 90% high functional. I mean, yeah, nobody's perfect. But yeah, there are people who are high functioning a large percentage of the time throughout the day. And it would be in their best interest to try to keep people around them who are on that same wavelength. And keep toxic ghetto bitches like you away from them.
Meaning, you may have a loving relationship, but you won't have a real intimate, deep, vulnerable relationship. I'm a woman who seeks connection and vulnerability. I'm not into casualties or casual sex, just TMI or not. Meaning I...
Yeah, she is. You don't think she ever got smashed casually? The nameplate, the hooker dress, even though she a quote-unquote doctor. Oh, I missed the earrings. The 1980 name earrings. That's some ghetto trashy bullshit. Nothing about any of this says doctor. You know how cringe it is to be a doctor and have a nameplate, the chain that say doctor? That's some cringy shit.
I like the depth of things. And so I need you to see me. I need you to see my broken. I want you to see my heart, whatever that comes with. And I'm not embarrassed about it. I'll tell you about it. I'll show it to you. And I'm okay with a man who can facilitate it. But what a high-functioning man may do is he, if he's all the way high-functioning, he has already cut off the side of him that is authentic.
No, he cut off the negative side of him. You see how she tried to switch that? You see the word games they play? She was about to say she cut off the low functioning side of him, but she couldn't say that because that's going to make herself seem bad. So she had to, you know, change that word real quick. That's cutting off his authentic. If he's high functioning and he's a positive person now, that's really him just being fake. Get the fuck out of here. So she going to tear the man down who healed, so she could feel better about not being healed. Ain't that a bitch?
And there's a superficialness there that won't allow him to connect with a real person. So can he still love and experience love? Yeah, love has no, it just loves everything. But will he experience the depth of some of the wholeness of love, meaning the down, the up, the ugly, the heaven, the hell mom was talking about? No. And let me say this really quick. And this is why... trauma.
This woman don't shut up. Can you imagine listening to this when you get off of work? You just ask how her day was and you got to hear this.
Bonds usually feel like the most intense, in love, deepest relationships because you got two at the epitome of vulnerability, pain pocket people who are bonding. And most people who are low functioning are exactly who they are. Exactly who they are. Does it make it bad for being who they are? Exactly who they are. That's their love, their pain, their trauma. They gonna flee, they gonna scream, they gonna hit, they gonna do whatever comes up. Right? Fuck.
That's her. She's saying what all she gonna do if you get in a relationship with her. I mean, she look, she'd be cool to just smash one Wednesday, but after that, no. Don't block her number and get the hell out of there. Let's rewind that real quick, because she about to break down what all she gonna do when she get in her next relationship.
The pain pocket people who are bonding. And most people who are low functioning are exactly who they are. Exactly who they are. Doesn't make it bad for being who they are. Exactly who they are. That's their low, their pain, their trauma. They gonna flee, they gonna scream, they gonna hit, they gonna do whatever comes up. Right? Fuck it, I'm mad. And whatever comes up, they there, they there. There's no awareness, there's no stop, there's no nothing. I'm triggered, I'm inflamed, we just go to tear this thing up. Right? High functioning only means, Cam, that I feel them same feels. I still feel, see my language, you got me fucked up. I'm ready to go there. I'm
Yeah, the women don't change. I don't believe in this healed stuff, man. Most people don't change. The fact that you're even talking like this on a public platform that probably, I think it is over a million views. It's going to be millions of people that see this. And you're a fucking doctor. Look how you present as far as how you dress. Look how you present as far as them stupid earrings and that stupid chain, them ghetto nails. And now you cussing and carrying on. But you're supposed to be a sophisticated doctor. High functioning, healed, and all these fucking big words. And well, they ain't even big words. It's just a bunch of just stupid shit saying. This is crazy, bro. This is a ghetto heifer. I don't care how many degrees she got. This is the stereotypical sexy red female rapper, ghetto ratchet bitch from the projects. And she's making it very clear that's what she is. And all these big words and shit is just a front.
Flame, I'm triggered. It's all there, right? But it's still doormat. It's still in me. And high functioning means I can regulate those emotions. Watch this. And say, okay, right now, I'm ready to rip this man's head off. Right now.
See, another thing I want to touch on. Women who even hint or playfully, I'm going to kill you, or don't make me hit you, or I was about to rip his head off, or I was about to hit him with the pen. Don't date or deal with women who even play around talking about violence towards men. That's one thing a feminine woman will never do, even hint about hitting a man, or I wanted to tear his head off. No, feminine women don't talk like that. It's a huge red flag. Even if she just playing. See, I hate when dudes try to excuse women for, oh, shut up, boy. Don't let her tell you to shut up. Hey, man, she just playing. You that sensitive, bruh. You that fragile, bruh. She was just playing. She wasn't saying it for real. I bet that same woman tell them to shut up when they get in a heated argument. See, you got to check little shit so it don't turn into big shit. At first, it just started off with her playing like, oh, shut up, boy. But next is when y'all in the argument, shut the fuck up, nigga, before I knock you out. It gradually grow to that. You gotta check the small shit. And that ain't just with women, that's with dudes too. Because one thing I notice when you get around dudes, they're trying to constantly test you too, and they're looking for any reason to deem you soft, which is stupid as fuck. And I could do a whole, I could break that down on a whole different live stream. But yeah, people are constantly trying to test you. So if you let a small thing slide, they're gonna try the small thing first to see what you do. And then it's slowly gonna progress to big shit. Next thing you know, they be telling me, get the fuck over there and go get me something to drink. And you're like, whoa, how did we get here? How did he think he could talk to me like that? It was the little stuff he let slide.
He got me all the way fucked up. Okay, so how do I relay that message to him where it's gonna be respectful, it's gonna be non-combative, and I'm gonna disarm him while he still knows you got me fucked up? Because I don't have to say those words for you to know I think I went too far with Doc.
Well, you let Cam know when you was talking about we ain't on the football field. Is that what you're talking about? Is that a good example? We ain't on the football field no more, Cam. You got me fucked up. Was that your high-functioning way of saying he got you fucked up? Because he put some authority in his voice? This is crazy.
And you still feel respected and loved so that I just disarmed you. And we can still have an engaging, emotionally intelligent conversation that ends in resolve, whether resolve means win-win, because resolve is really win-win, or one person wins or none, and we agree to disagree, and we can still go to the cigar lounge and have a drink, and you have your cigar. But low-functioning people gonna tear this thing up with no emotional regulation. They're also gonna choose a person who does it with them and allows them to do it. Because I only can do to you what you allow me to do. Because if I start cutting up in here and you say, Doc, we love you, love to have you here, but you got to go and you're not welcome back. There's no pun intended. That's not our culture here. Guess what? I can't do that again. And that's not.
He just looks pissed. He tired of this bitch and he's fed up. He looked like he just want to kick her out right now. He looking at her like, that's really what I want to say right now. I feel his pain. I totally feel this man pain. He looked like he hates her. Oh, man. Yeah, women love to test men. They love to test men. And if you fail a couple tests, you are deemed a bitch for life in their eyes. Until you completely black out on them. And I don't want any of you guys to do that. Please just leave or just do whatever you got to do. But don't black out on them. Don't let them get you there. They ain't even worth that. Women ain't worth getting your emotions riled up over. These bitches ain't worth that. None of them are, honestly. The best relationship for a man would be one where he just like, oh, this chick cool. And she head over heels in love with him, but he just like, yeah, she cool. I could hang out with her. Those are the best relationships. Don't get in a relationship when your feelings is all enraged. Not enraged, but don't. I would advise men to not get involved with a woman he has intense emotions for. A man ain't supposed to be intensely emotional about a woman in a relationship. It ain't going to work out. She's going to eat him alive. And she's going to use those emotions against him.
Not called fleeing. You emotionally intelligently said, Doc, love you here, you're a great guest, but that's not our culture. We don't do that here. Now I have a choice to make. Do I want to be in relationship with Cam? Do I want to be welcome back here? Self-inventory. You just did me the best favor you could have ever did. By excusing me, you blessed me, because now I got to look at myself and say, what needs to be done for me to fit in this?
But no, man, we too old for that. A man in his 40s and 50s, look, man, you supposed to have all this together by now. Of course, nobody perfect, but this is just ridiculous at this age. No 40-plus, 50-plus-year-old man want to deal with all this and have to constantly check you and put you in your place. But that's just who women are naturally. It don't matter what age. They constantly want to test a man to see if he's strong enough to put her in her place. And men just get tired of that shit. I know I'm tired of that shit. And it's not just your girlfriend. It's your mother-in-law, sisters, auntie. It's all these bitches. Even the ones in your family. Even the librarian at the library trying to test you and see if you'll put her in her place. The shit get old to the point where men just like, I don't want to see a bitch. If she ain't effing me and S-ing me, just I don't want to be around a bitch. And I totally don't blame men for that. And women don't get it at all. They don't get it at all. And matter of fact, I don't even know what else I want to go over. I want to go over another couple more parts of this. And then there's a Kendra G episode that just dropped from a bald-headed chick who won a 200K man. She 45 with a kid. Like, it's just so much ridiculousness. I don't even know what to get to. Man.
Let's flip it. I'm with a dude who's turned up. He's a womanizer. He got all these women. He spent money on me. He treat me good. And what you said earlier, he D's me down. You didn't say you would D me down, but use the D word. Clarity. He D's me down.
What kind of doctor talk like this? I got a man. He turned up. He spending money on me. He got other chick. He D me down. He D me down good. Like, this is just some ghetto trash.
And so I come in and I tell him, no, I'm just like, I'm not a woman. I'm like wholesome. I'm not into casual sex. I don't do all that, but I'm in love with him. And he lets me know, check this out, baby. Daddy love you. There's a place for you here, but not like that. You got to be able to do these things. Check back in when you can. That woman has a choice to make too. She goes and takes self-inventory and says, do I want to do these things so I can fit in with
that? That was a true story, by the way. That wasn't a hypothetical. That's something that happened to her 2 weeks ago. Just want to be clear.
Daddy, or do I want to stay true to who I am? Either way, it's a choice. But high-functioning people have a...
Yeah, you side piece. He just showed you what you are from now on. Like, yeah, I like you, baby. You can fit into this roster or you can kick rocks. This is how we roll over here. I got bitches. And you're going to have to accept that. And that's her future from now on. And that's sad at 41. That's fucking sad. With all your degrees and success, that now you're just forever demoted to side bitch. Because you threw away four husbands. Oh, well, you deserve this. You deserve this to be your future.
Ability to take a step back internally, not physically, process what they feel. Hear their emotions in the real space that they're saying, because my emotions curse people out and things all day. But I regulate it, code switch it, deliver the message so you're receptive to it and you fill it with love. But I'm saying the same damn thing I was saying in here. And now we have a relationship. Now we have respect. And now we good. And now, like your mama said, because I love that quote, tell her that, please, I love that. We can go to heaven together. And we can take this journey to hell as well.
But no, are you willing to go to hell?
No, I just said both.
Yeah.
Both.
So, but I don't think my question
all that and she ain't answer the question. Okay, that's the funniest part of all this. You telling me all that? I forgot what the question was. Damn, she ain't even answer the question. I would have forgot what the original question was. This man mind is great, because I would have forgot, bro. I would have forgot 5 minutes ago. What the hell?
Was clear, or the answer wasn't clear, as far as a high-functioning woman?
Yeah.
And a...
It's simple. High-functioning woman feels the same thing a low-functioning woman feels. She does two things differently. High-functioning woman can regulate her emotions to articulate it so it comes out with emotional intelligence.
Okay.
And she uses what she feels, okay, and chooses with her healthy self and not her dysfunctional self.
Okay.
That's now, the only difference.
Now, explain to me what a high-functioning man is.
A high-functioning man, identical to a woman, it would come with me submitting.
Team, it's been a grind.
Oh, I got to hear that part. Well. Something about submitting. Somebody I got to hear that part.
Who's ready to show who's the cheesiest?
I woke up feeling the cheesiest, coach.
Cheez-It, official sponsor of the College Football Playoff.
Yeah.
The disconnect comes in at with people who are high valued but low functioning. High value but low functioning. The high value, low functioning. I'm gonna say.
Look how stressed out. He tried to cut in, but she cut him back off. He's stressed out.
the disconnect comes in at with people who are high valued.
Check cam out, man. He about to get a brain aneurysm. Oh my god, this bitch going back to high functioning, low functioning. I ain't asked about that bitch. God damn.
But low functioning.
But I don't want
Hold you. On. High value but low functioning.
Oh,
the
god.
High value, low functioning. I'm gonna say it again, y'all stick with me. High value, low functioning thinks the high value can attract the low functioning, and the low functioning and that high value person thinks they can potter the low functioning and mold them to be.
Is she playing now? Now she just trying to rap. Like she this is a joke at this point. This is a complete joke at this point.
What they want, it don't work like that at all.
I gotta rewind that.
Still chooses to become.
I gotta rewind that. Listen to this bullshit, y'all. I gotta rewind
low
it.
Functioning.
But I don't want
Hold you. On. High value but low functioning. The high value, low functioning. I'm gonna say it again, y'all stick with me. High value, low functioning thinks the high value can attract the low functioning, and the low functioning and that high value person thinks they can potter the low functioning and mold them to be what they want. It don't work like that.
What?
At all. That person still chooses to become what you're telling them you want them to be. That's still their power, and they can take it back when they want. And let me hit on something else you said.
Oh god.
You said that
Look at Cam. Hey, he said, who booked this bitch, man? Oh my god, I wanna go home. I've been there. You ever been at work and it's just you got 3 hours left and you just wanna fucking go home. You'll give anything to just fucking go home. That's where he is. Oh Lord, I feel for this man. Can you imagine being in a relationship with her? This is a damn interview. She don't even got that much emotional, you know, investment in this. It's just an interview. Can you imagine when she turned up off something she passionate about that happened in a relationship? Oh, my God. She need to pay a man to stay with her. See, that's what I'm saying. After a certain age, a woman should provide for a man. I dare I said it. Because why else would I be in this house with you? Like, if I don't got kids with you, why else would I sit in the house with you for 30, 40, 50 years? Bitch, pay my bills to listen to this shit.
High functionality will run its course.
Oh, God.
I believe the opposite.
Without value. See, this is where you keep trying to skew my words or my intentions of my words. I'm not saying.
No, but without value. But what I'm saying is.
You going to cut him off while he's trying to explain what he's saying? Oh, my God.
I still don't agree with that point. I don't say your point's a bad point. I just don't agree with
it. I just think you're taking it out of my contents my intentions for saying that. That's what I believe you're doing. And that's not my intentions. Like, you're making points of things that I did not intend.
You said high functionality will run out without value, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm hitting on that point.
For a high value woman, high functioning will run its course if you do not have any value.
And I'm saying that I don't see that being the case.
Okay.
from being in my field.
But hold on, just real brief. You were saying to that analogy of you turning water into mm-hmm. 7-Up, I never thought that I was God or Jesus to be able
Got
to
it.
Control.
But when you say I could take a woman and make her what I want, that's the same thing. That's the same thing. You're taking me and making me what you want. You're taking Jessica and making her what you want. It doesn't matter. You cannot turn water to wine. That's her power.
She right about that. I look, especially a 41-year-old woman, he could mold a 21-year-old woman, maybe a 23-year-old woman if she haven't really been in the streets like that. You can mold an 18-year-old woman, a 19-year-old woman. Of course, these old bitches will say 18, 19 is a child. She's basically a toddler. They say dumb shit like that to make themselves feel better about the fact that they old and washed up and nobody want they old, bitter, you know, annoying ass. But yeah, you can mold a young woman, but yeah, you can't mold no 41-year-old woman into what you want her to be. She might fake it for 6 months, but nah, it's a facade.
She comes in, you tell her what you want, and she chooses to do that. And if she becomes that, it's because of her choice. Because the day she chooses to undo that, it's undone.
But
so it's still, the power is still with her. No one can take anyone and make them anything. Right. Not me, not you. No one has that power.
But the
Thank
only
God.
Reason why a person is considering mm-hmm. what I need them to mm-hmm. be or will prefer them to be or
Let's
would like them
say.
To be is because of my value as a man. If I did
see,
not have any value.
That's not why. I love that you think that. It's
listen.
For the payoff that they.
Let this nigga talk. Oh my God. See, here's the thing. If a man kept cutting off another man like that, we'd damn near be boxing. But women have that comfort of knowing this nigga ain't going to get up and touch me. You know what I mean? So they don't have, I'm not saying there's not guys who don't care and they'll still keep cutting you off and they don't care, they'll fight you or whatever. But I'm saying women have that extra level of comfort. They don't have to have that courage. Like if a man keep cutting off a man that's bigger than him, man, this motherfucker might just have big balls. Like you ain't worried that he just gonna, you know, attack you and jump on you. Maybe you got big balls. But a woman don't have to have courage to keep cutting a grown man off that's twice her size. Because she know that social norm is there to protect her. And the camera on, so he can't smack her. Not that I'm saying he should, but you know what I mean. That's why she's so comfortable cutting off a motherfucker twice her size. She doing it with comfort.
It's their payoff. Everything
What's
we do
the payoff?
Is for our payoff. It's right. subjective. So I can say what I think. Let me say this.
Please.
A woman who would be with a man of your value
mm-hmm.
and become everything you want her to become, because you ain't going to make her,
mm-hmm.
okay? The payoff would be, she gets to be provided for. We're talking about the high value part.
Mm-hmm.
She gets to live in a beautiful home. She gets this high quality of life. She gets to be able to possibly have a family with a man who also, you know, has a celebrity status,
mm-hmm.
right? She gets to be in the limelight somewhat. Maybe she has a business, and maybe this relationship is a strategic relationship for her. She can use this to kind of maneuver or what she has going on.
Right.
See, so the answer will be different from a high-functioning woman than a low-functioning woman. Me, high-functioning, I'm listing what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Strategic relationship.
For sure.
I'm a doctor.
For sure.
I can move in.
Mm-hmm.
I got limelight. You have...
She got a huge ego. And this isn't just black women, but like I said, anything wrong with society or women in general is going to be 10 times worse with black women, unfortunately. I wish it wasn't true. But she going to never let you forget she a doctor. I mean, well, if the nameplate didn't give that away, but even just in everyday life, she's going to keep reminding you, I'm a doctor. Well, how you going to tell me I'm a doctor? You're going to have to hear that DR word so many times for the rest of your life. You're going to want to take it out the fucking alphabet. You hear DR so much.
Have a lot of limelight,
right?
You know, retired NFL player. Okay. In my opinion, Hall of Famer, you know, so we got things that.
Oh, she's trying to shoot her shot right there. But no, ma'am, you beyond turned this man off. This man is literally sick to his stomach right now. But that was her way of throwing her little shot to try to get him. In my opinion, future Hall of Famer.
Can benefit me as a payoff because I'm a professional who's high functioning.
Yeah.
I'm not looking at it like...
Okay, I'm sorry for keep pausing it. Bobby Dice just said, why is it worse with black women? Oh, man, can I even explain this real quick? Look, black women, they're a whole different monster because the black conditioning, the black experience has been so traumatic. You know what I mean? So they have all this trauma on top of just being a bitch. Women brains are already just crazy when they born of any race. But then when you add on all that black trauma on top of the already crazy woman brain, that creates the new monster that is the black woman in America. That creates a whole different type of woman demon. Because you're mixing all the black trauma with all the female dysfunction mixed in one. That's a Marvel creation, bro. That's a multiverse creation of demonic spirits mixed into one. On top of being deemed the lowest on the totem pole far as physical attractiveness. On top of just societal pressures and people looking at you a certain way. It's a whole different monster. That's why. I hope that explained it.
I can nest and you move in, put my feet up, and now I can live free. Now, another woman subjectively could think that that's the value. But there's a payoff for why we do anything we do in life. We all have a pay. And it doesn't make it bad. That's life. It's always an exchange of, I will submit to these things that Cam wants. Because these are the things that I know would come with me submitting.
Conditional femininity, which is complete bullshit. You gotta pay these bitches to act like women. Ain't that something? That's the time we live in.
Yeah, but that's what goes back to the original statement.
Yes.
Will a man really understand true love? Because when you identify those things, it was how can I benefit from the situation? He has high status. I have high status.
Right.
I'm have a business. I'm a dad. It looks.
It almost. This is ludicrous.
Shout out to Luda, man. Luda is one of the most underrated rappers of all time.
Good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Never happened.
So I will move this discussion right along. Curious to know, have you ever dated outside your race?
I have.
Okay.
What the hell? Come on, Cam. I know you're trying to get your paper. I ain't mad because I'm trying to get my paper. Everybody donate, get some merch, join the membership. But damn, bro. We just seen State Farm. Another one? We didn't even get a second of footage.
Could you, for the people in the audience who's watching this or will watch this, could you date outside your race?
I could.
Okay. Now, is that something that, are you open in regards to manifestation? Listen, God, just bring him to me.
Yeah, she can get a weak white man. She can't get one of them white alphas. They ain't gonna tolerate that shit. This black bitch is driving me crazy. Yeah, bruh. You should have just left that alone. She can get her a little white beta. You know, yes, dear, but she ain't gonna respect him. She gonna drive him crazy and call off that engagement and wedding too. Nah, I wouldn't advise. Nah, she don't need no white dude. Because then when the white man try to dominate her, she gonna call it racism. Nah, she don't need no white dude.
I mean, good hair, nappy hair. I mean, European hair, Wakanda hair. It don't matter. I need my hubby.
Dominican hair. Yes, I am very obedient to God's will first. And God has a permission to override any silly decisions I make, okay, mm-hmm. to bring me his will. However, and I'm open to dating outside my race.
Right.
If I can have it my way, right? And it's
No, it don't work like that. You ain't in a position of power, man. The man do the picking, and you got to get on his program. See, everything is just all wrong from the start.
Something that I'm choosing from. I love my black men. And so I wouldn't be choosing outside of my race, how can I say it, because black men weren't my priority. Mm-hmm. It would be, again, an organic, it happened, this man happened to be long-term meeting wants, and this is just what, you know, in my spirit, God says, this is what I have for you. And him, too, he'd be the king. He would be daddy, he'd be all that, regardless if he came Wakanda hair and long as he have a Wakanda. Okay, anyways, but what I was saying was.
Yeah, because black dick, well, not black dick, good dick is definitely a deal breaker for black women. if you ain't knocking that thing out in the bedroom, she don't care what else is hitting. Like, that's really first and foremost, honestly, with black women. Your sex got to be good. She'll let you beat her if you beating that pussy up right. You can beat her up after the bedroom if you beat it up in the bedroom. Black women don't play about good dick. They don't care if their kids got a good father figure or not, as long as you got that good D. And that's disgusting and sickening. But yeah, she's a doctor, though. But she keep talking about dick on a national platform. Talking about a white dude having that Wakanda D.
I'm back. We talking about my husband. I had to manifest him the right way.
Yeah, you did.
The right way, ladies.
Yeah, you did.
Doc is back. But I would definitely date outside my race. Yes.
So, does race matter in regards to finding love?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. So, not love.
You know Wakanda only come in Wakanda packages.
Have you been to Africa?
I'm from Africa.
Have you traveled to Africa?
I'm in Atlanta, baby. This is Africa.
So have you traveled to Africa?
Not the country.
Not the continent?
No.
Okay, so.
Or the continent, I apologize.
Yeah, yes. No problem. So you were saying, you know, it may be challenging for a single woman to counsel married people. Well, I've...
Yeah, that hit her. That stung. That one gonna stick with her for some months. I told you that one hit her. Even after he brought it up, they talked for 10 more minutes and she came back to that. Like, remember when you said a single woman can't counsel married people? She's going to keep coming back to that.
Travel to Africa. So maybe hard for a man who has not traveled to Africa to say that in Africa you only see one kind of...
Watch where you're going now.
Okay.
You're stepping in some quicksand if we want to go down that road.
Whatever you want to do. I'm just saying that love has no color, but also when you're talking about what kind of size... I don't believe that only one race of a species has a certain Wakanda size. Now, I don't want to go deep into talking about penises for 15 minutes. Because
well, no, you've been talking about penises the whole, not the whole show, but you know what I mean. Don't be shy about it now. You've been bringing up dick a lot, but like, it's a testament to how women feel about the importance of that in a relationship.
Because I don't think that's what would help. Remember, my purpose is I want to do my job and I want to give the audience things that can change lives and I want to entertain, but...
Team, it's been a grind, but I think I've aged you well. Some might say perfect.
The good part coming up, y'all. I think I'm going live tonight because I wanted to go over this, but it's some more ridiculousness I need to get to. So what time is it? I'm... probably gonna go live again in about 3 to 3.5 hours after I end this, or I'll just say 3 to 3.5 hours from now. So look out for the live tonight. I mean, I ain't gonna guarantee it, but just have your eyes peeled.
Go there real quick and touch it. Go for it.
No.
Have you dated a white guy?
Never.
Okay. So you don't know.
See, that was disrespectful. They love belittling black men. They love saying little slick shit like that. Now, see, if that was a dude, we'd be fighting. They don't play with me like that. I date a white guy. The fuck out of here.
I've never dated
a
guy.
So you would not know.
I've never dated a guy.
Right. Okay. So let's a woman who has dated.
Let's just put that out there.
Dated. I've never been intimate with a man outside of black, but dating a white guy, I can say... that there's a difference in cultural experiences,
yeah.
But I don't think I haven't had been intimate with a white man, but I mean, I haven't seen things. I don't think there's a big difference to me in white or black when it comes to your penis.
This is my point that I was saying, and we're kind of taking a step back to Euro step to try to score.
Right.
Now, I'm having a hard time to believe a very educated, a very... attractive woman out of 41 years have not met Mr. Right.
Ooh, he coming with that RP game right there. Yes, we all have a hard time figuring out. Well, I know why. But he really hitting her with the heat now. Let's see what she say. You 41, single, no kids, but don't want to be single, no kids. And really don't want to be 41 based on that outfit and the nameplates and all that.
That's enough time to find a lot of things out.
Facts.
I bet.
And yet, Mm-hmm. No kids.
Mm-hmm.
Single.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, but I am saying,
mm-hmm.
are women's expectations unrealistic?
Yes, yes,
no,
yes.
No, I'm going to say, like I said, on Nick, the question shouldn't be why isn't a woman of age, of success, of a certain caliber, not married with kids. The question should be why are people rushing to the altar just to become...
No. The question is, why is a woman of a certain degree, certain success, certain age, single with no kids? No, that is the question. See, they always try to run, man. They always going to try to run from that. They're running from accountability. Accountability is like a woman's kryptonite. You showed why you're single and childless at 41 this whole interview. So you playing these word games not going to trick anybody. We seen it with our own eyes. The question ain't, look, we didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed a little. The question ain't why I'm 41 single and fucked up. The question is why everybody rushing me being single, 40 and fucked up to get married. I don't want to just get married to get married. Man, just stop, lady. We would respect you more if you just kept it a buck. Nobody has rushed you. You've been dating guys since you were 15. That's 25 years. So after 25 years of failure, you think we rushing you? I ain't rushing you because I know you're done. And you already ruined four men's life. I don't want you to date no more. I want you to accept that offer that Pookie gave you about being a side piece. And he tricked money on you. Take that fucking deal.
Divorcees or baby mamas and baby daddies.
Mm-hmm.
I think if anything, we need to be teaching our society, take your time, young man or young woman, so that you can get to know not just this person, but yourself first, so that you can choose a life partner. Not that that person isn't exempt to divorce, instead of rushing to the altar just to become a divorcee or a baby mama and have multiple.
That's that bad faith argument shit again. Don't get married too young. You might get divorced. That punk ass shit. That weak ass shit. Man, nah, man. That's that fear mindset. See, y'all just trying to deflect from the fact that she fucked up. No, women need to be trying to settle down as early as humanly possible. Yes, it's always a chance for divorce. But you don't want to be like this. Better to get divorced than be like this bitch. Trying to rationalize being a failure in front of millions of people. Take your time. I'm not saying, you know, young people should necessarily rush to get married, but yeah, lock down your partner in high school and college. Y'all don't got to get married immediately. Have fun, travel, kick it with y'all friends, but y'all need to be in a relationship and learning each other and building with each other at that young age. And y'all can get married at 24, 25 or something after y'all done already been together for 7-8 years by the time you're 25 and you really know this person. Then you can start pushing out the babies.
Well, kids by multiple women. Just to say you have broken families everywhere,
mm-hmm.
I don't see no benefit in that. I believe, like I tell my brother, he's in here, Shane, all the time, and who's 31 with no kids and doing well for himself.
That's a whole different ball game. He's in his peak. 31 doing well for himself, no kids. That's the epitome of his life. You're in the twilight zone. You on the back end. Stop comparing yourself to a man. You're not a man. That's what you don't get. He's the equivalent to a 21-year-old chick with no kids.
Take your time. You don't need to rush to an altar just to divorce this woman. And another thing is people who...
No, she actually worded it just so you can divorce this woman. No, just so the woman can divorce him. We know the stats. 70%, at least 70% of divorces are initiated by women. Nice try, doctor.
Actually feel high valued within themselves, not financially. Internally, they feel high valued. They are not rushing to have a wife or a husband at the expense of divorce just to feel like they've added value to themselves. Because it's a deficit if you're marrying for the wrong purposes. It is an asset if you're marrying from a place of creating a family, of creating stability, of raising kids who can see this thing move and this house not be homeless, but this house have wealth in it.
And she can't bring that to a man. She's 41. She can't have healthy kids. I wouldn't tell a man to try it out and take the risk. And she said, can't nobody mold me to be what they wanted to be. So, yeah, she can't come together with the man in the house and cooperate with that man in the house and raise kids in a healthy way based on everything I've seen in this interview. That's over with. So she just basically explained why she's going to stay single and not get married.
Real wealth that actually sustains. And so for me, I'd rather take my time choosing than end up doing time because I'm making wrong decisions. I'm good.
Say less. Next question. How young are you willing to go?
Oh, gosh.
You ain't that bad. See, now, this is when the conversation gets good.
Come on now. We want to know that.
I'm good.
Because, like, look, I told you now.
Listen. Hold on.
Come on.
What?
Because
you going or I'm going? Who going first?
You. Okay. I mean,
you. So, I'm willing to, I think.
Black culture feeds fashion, but fashion doesn't always feed us. So McDonald's is pairing 5 rising black designers with 5 fashion insiders. Together, we can change the face of fashion.
Ugh, late 20s.
Men, this is where you turn the TV all the way up.
Go. No, this is where you turn this the fuck off. We don't care how young you're willing to go. You're not a good deal. Look, well, if anything, they turning it up to see if they can hit them old skins. They ain't turning it up to wife this and put a baby in her. After all she put you through, Cam, and you still gassing this bitch up, hyping her up.
Go ahead.
Late 20s okay. Would be the youngest. However.
We got to put a number on that, though. Like, you 27, 26.
27-ish.
She 41 years old, and she willing to date a 27-year-old. Man, she is going to run all over him. She's just trying to get some young D, man. She going to say her thing is him not having kids, so that's why she willing to go 27. No, she got to go 27, because men her age know better than to fuck with a bitch like this. They've been there and done that. 27, but yeah, that's how you know a woman has failed in the dating market, when she willing to go damn near, I don't know, what, 13 years or something like that, younger. Come on, man. That's almost young enough to be her kid. This is pathetic. This is creepy. You should call her a creep. This is what they would call a man, you fucking creep. You manipulator. You predator. Preying on that young 27-year-old man. You sick fuck. Oh, my goodness. 27 years old. Y'all hear that? Does she really think that a 27-year-old is going to want to take her serious and wife this up and start a family with a 41-year-old woman who masculine as hell? Wow.
Ixes.
Mm-hmm. But,
okay.
Again, it depends on the maturity level of that man.
But this is where, I'm glad you said
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
but this is where
I baited you. I knew where we were going.
Your patience has
be there
to give him the patience 100%. To bring his value
Yeah.
Or his function up to his
100%.
Value.
100%.
Right.
100%.
But
100%.
So now
100%.
100% this too.
100%.
A woman
yeah.
who has high value
mm-hmm.
will not entertain or be patient with a guy that does not have.
Yeah, especially if she has certain
100%.
100%.
100%.
She will. Especially if she has certain Cam. Especially if she has certain criterions that she knows.
Is that a word, criterions? Hey, maybe it is. Y'all can let me know in the comment section. Is criterions a word?
Most men of her age won't meet.
That's
yes,
what I'm trying.
She has to.
So therefore, I'm telling.
Did she just say men 41 and up don't meet her criteria, but a 27-year-old do? Now she's just saying retarded shit.
You, if a that's man what she of wants, high value is a, it's a transactional type of thing. So to your point, it's like, I know, I look at you. I look at women all the time. I have a beautiful establishment that we're in right now.
Right.
Fellowship. It garners a consumer that's about their business.
Mm-hmm.
This is
absolutely.
Not hookah smoking and standing on couches
right.
and, you
twerking
know, section.
And doing
no,
the
no,
most,
it's
right.
not that.
Right.
This is sugar daddy's addy in here. This is businesswoman. No, you need
Uh-oh.
To, we need to get this on right.
Lord.
I see it happen
yeah.
oh so many times.
Wow.
Dress code. You're
wow.
not coming in here with Jordans and flip-flops. Like, you can't do that. You
right.
can't disrespect the altitude.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to him for creating a classy environment where no niggas allow. I'm not an advocate for niggas. You know. F all that nigga shit. Yeah, you can't come in here with Jordans and flip-flops and this place ain't getting shot up. I mean, not to say, you know, shit can't still go left. But yeah, dress code. I love the dress code. No niggas welcome. Respectable black people come on in, but niggas not allowed here.
the culture of what's here.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
With that, I know and I understand a lot of people see my situation and not think that I'm not high function.
What situation?
My situation. That's a very vague question, and it's for you.
What situation are you referring to that they're looking at?
All right, I'm gonna stop it there, y'all. I think I'm gonna come back tonight, but no promises. If it's any new listeners listening, subscribe, hit the notification. Everybody check out the new MDC episode if you haven't already. Hit the links below. Follow me on the alternate platform, Rumble, Discord, Twitter. Donate. Join the membership. Over 70 exclusive unseen videos. There's probably more now. Access to videos with no ads. Access to videos a day early. Access to at least 2 exclusive live streams a week. $10 a month on YouTube for the convenience of staying on YouTube. $5 on Patreon and Subscribestar. All links are below. Get you a rare breed. Well, yeah, get you a RB Sensei MDC coffee mug, sweater, shirt, water bottle. Links below. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to see y'all tonight, but no guarantees. In about 3 hours. I'll just say 3 to 4 hours max. Hope the next time you hear from me, we both better people than we are today. I'm out. And let's try to end this on a professional note. And make sure you get out there and vote for the orange man on November 5th. I don't care if he a good person. He gonna run the country better than the broad. Get out your feelings.